Our family's full of wild nicknames.
Wild, like as in from the Old West?
No. Yeah, Wyatt Earp, we call my brother, and they call me Miss Kitty, and what? Miss Kitty, she's the one that runs the brothel, right?
Yeah.
In the Toby Keith song, anyway.
You kind of run everything else, so.
I run a halfway house, not really a brothel.
I was just about to say, like, Kitty just reminds me of someone who would run a brothel. Like, that's what I think of.
Miss Kitty. I don't know if that's, I know that from a Toby Keith song. I'm not sure if that's back when I listened.
I haven't listened to many Toby Keith songs.
You haven't?
Just Amanda Blake is Miss Kitty.
Mm.
Amanda Blake.
She played Miss Kitty on Gunsmoke.
Oh, well, then that must be where it comes from.
Right. And James Arness. That name sounds. James Arness and Peter Graves are brothers.
Peter Graves?
And James Arness are brothers. The guy from Gunsmoke?
Yeah. Didn't Peter Graves usually play comedic roles? Or used to play comedic roles?
He was on Mission Impossible as the leader of the...
I never took that.
Leader of the gang. Leader of the...
Leader of the pack.
Yep. That's a callback, kids.
Look out!
Yeah. My brother's name's Chop. They call my brother Chop. And they call me Sis.
And what did I used to think it was? Chomp?
Chomp.
I like Chomp.
Why do you call your brother Chomp?
Why Chop?
It's something, you know when something really sticks, everybody has their own version of what happened.
Right, yeah.
So everybody in the family thinks they're responsible for it because it stuck. But I don't know. There's either, when my brother was born, he weighed 10 pounds and he had the biggest jowls and they like hung. And it was like the dog on, Tom and Jerry. And you know how that dog,
the droopy dog,
but he was like a muscle.
No, that's a different one. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the muscle dog that would chase chase Tom and Jerry around.
Secret word is chase.
And I think his name was Chopper. And that was originally what they called my brother, was Chopper. And some people
Chopper,
still
like helicopter Chopper.
Yes. And then it got shortened to Chop.
Yeah. Gotcha. And everyone takes credit for it.
I thought I'd heard when he got born.
And then someone said that kid's so big he needs a pork chop. And then someone said that, I mean, there's a few different interpretations of what went down.
I swear you told me that someone put a toy pork chop in his bassinet.
No, that's another, that's what I'm saying. There's so many different versions.
And you know what the truth is? Marty Bender probably came up with it.
I think Marty Bender did that. That and Two for Tuesdays.
Marty Bender came up with Chick McGee for free. I know that.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Huh.
He sure did.
There's still a fight of who came up with Mr. O, by the way.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Who's... do you guys have nicknames in your family? I know yours was Thumper.
Thumper. Of course, my dad... You know, my famous story about that is there are two incidents that up until these happened, I was certain I was in the wrong family because everyone was so... just void of humor up until the
right.
My dad said at a Thanksgiving dinner, we had a Lazy Susan in the middle of the with the carrots and stuff in it, and it spun around. And dad said, "Lazy Susan, I thought we fired her." And I thought, "Wow, okay, that's funny." And then he named me Thumper, not because of the adorable bunny rabbit in Bambi, but because I fell out of bed a lot and I made a thump when I hit the floor. When I was a kid, I always roll out of my bed.
Did you ever break a bone falling out of bed?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
How about you, Jeff?
I fell off the bed once and I broke my wrist.
Oh.
Karen didn't take me to the doctor for 2 weeks.
Should I be laughing that hard?
Yeah.
I feel like I know there's a similar... Oh, never mind. The law was involved. I can't retell the story.
The law was involved. That's funny.
What other nicknames did you have, Jake?
My dad's name was Waco, but his real name was Wilbur. I don't know how I dodged the Wilbur, because my grandfather's name's Wilbur. My dad's name's Wilbur, but I dodged the Wilbur bullet.
Well, why are you Dean? Why is your middle name Dean?
According to my father, I'm named after... My middle name is like James Dean.
Oh.
Who was very popular in the 50s, I guess. Not Jimmy Dean, the
right
sausage Baron.
Yeah,
and he always told me that Charles was after Chuck Berry, But my my grandfather's middle name is Charles. Mm-hmm. Oh, so okay. I later found out.
What was your dad's middle name?
Eugene. My mom called him Gene.
Wow. That's the ugliest name for the prettiest man.
He was a handsome
man. Hell yeah, he was.
He was something else.
What was his nickname?
Waco. Because...
So he had this...
His name was Wilbur Eugene and his...
So your dad's name was Waco and your...
Corporation?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what we named
Waco Inc. is... Yeah, that's right. After his dad.
But... he got Waco because he had became fascinated with twirling
collecting guns.
He had
old west guns, but he was really good
at
it.
He could really twirl at them, and he had a picture taken one day. No shirt, a leather vest, and a cowboy hat, and the gun on the holster around his waist. And some guy looked at it and goes, "Who the hell you think you are, the Waco kid?" And a weird name like Chop, a weird name like Waco sticks. So everyone called him Waco.
Every time you tell that story, I think of the scene in Blazing Saddles where he was like, no, this is my shoot.
Yeah.
Steady as a rock. Oh, this is the one I shoot with. Yeah.
Oh, that cracks me up. You do have a nickname? Chuck Berry.
Charles Berry. For my money, the king of rock and roll. Johnny Be Good. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. Episode 29?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. A lot of static on Twitter that we didn't come out with a Wednesday episode.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything either.
Someone just tagged me in something, and he's like, can you ask Chick what's going on? Like,
see? Everybody comes to me. That's the problem.
Well, and they should.
Hello, Jason. Hello, hi, Jess. Hello, Jeff.
It's Chick McGee Show. Hi. It's not the Jeff Ibbert Show or the Jess Hooker Show or Jason Hawkins Show. Chick McGee Show.
I guess it's Lonely at the Top time.
It is Lonely at the Top. I love Back to the Future, by the way, when he's playing this.
Oh, yes.
God, it's so good.
Chuck, this is your cousin, Marlon. What's his name? Marion?
Marion Barry.
No, that's the mayor of Washington. You know that new sound you've been looking for? I think I've got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The phone.
That's awesome.
I love that trilogy. All three movies.
I need to watch three again. Is three worth it?
Because I think so.
Speaking of the Old West.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, isn't that the one where they go to the Old West? Yeah. That one was weird.
You're Mad Dog Tannen. Nobody calls him a mad dog or something like that, right? Is that how it goes?
I don't know. Who did that? Whose voice was
that? Biff. Biff goes
Tom Wilson
to the Old West. His grandfather's Buford Mad Dog Tannen. Remember?
No, I don't.
And Michael J. Fox.
I never saw it.
Michael J. Fox is Clint Eastwood. You remember this?
No.
Yeah, I really don't. I think I was.
Who saw you? Know. Neither one of you guys saw three. Yeah.
I saw parts of three. I think I might have seen it, but I think it was one of those. I was probably in college.
I think I've only seen the first one.
I've seen. I just remember the train. That's all I remember.
Oh, that's all I remember too.
And he marries Christopher Lloyd. Marries Mary Steenburgen.
Oh, I love her.
She's great.
She's in
Last Man on Earth.
No.
She was.
I know, but you always name movies that I don't know about.
It's a TV show.
Or that.
I got a TV show that I can't build it up too much.
Why?
Because it's because
everybody's going to steal it?
It's wonderful. No, I can't say enough nice things about it.
Oh,
everybody,
what is it?
Everybody would be disappointed when they watch it. It's called This Is Us on NBC.
This Is Us?
This Is Us.
On NBC?
Mm-hmm. It started Wednesday. No, it started Tuesday night.
Who is it?
Who's in it?
Kristen Bell.
Nope.
No,
that's The Good Life.
Good Life.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's The Good Life. Oh, which one are you?
This Is Us. I didn't even know about it. Bowers told me about it, of all people.
Okay, who's in it?
It's got the guy with the leather jacket in the preview.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Elvis?
And the beard. No. Oh.
No, Milo Ventimiglia's in it.
Of course.
Megan, Megan. What's the
Trainer? Megan Trainer.
Who was married to Ryan Adams?
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy Moore's in it.
She is.
Yep. The black guy who played Johnny, not Johnny Cochran. Chris Darden in the OJ TV show. He's in it.
Can you give me your? I'm not. This is bad.
Well, I can't tell. There's no one in it that you're going to recognize other than Alan Thicke. He's a special guest star of the first episode. But the people who came up with it also did.
What's the story?
Crazy
is she
thing
dying?
Called what love? No, I'm not going to tell anything about you.
She's in the hospital. She's
Having babies. She hurry up and watch it before you hear too much about it.
Oh, Who's that? The guy that was...
Crazy Stupid Love people came up with it.
Oh, really?
And it's better than Crazy
Stupid Love.
Is that
Delta Burke's husband?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Gerald McRaney. Yeah, Gerald McRaney's in it. Yeah,
it's the guy with the beard that I was telling you about.
Except he has a mustache.
In the leather jacket? What are you, Jess? What are you doing?
It's the jean jacket guy.
I can't keep up with two of you.
Oh, the jean jacket guy. I thought you were I'm talking about Delta Burke's husband, the old guy.
Oh.
Sergeant Dad.
Yeah.
Major Dad.
He's the doctor.
Major Dad. I mean, it's Major Dad. Do you remember that show?
Of course, Major Dad. Everyone remembers Major Dad.
No, they don't, Jeff.
I saw Captain Dad. That's what I...
That was before he made Major Dad. No, it's right up there with The Sopranos and 6 Feet Under, and I mean, I'm shocked it's on NBC. I don't know how it ended up there, but
what's the one you were just telling me about on Fox or FX that you want me to watch? The new Louis.
Oh, Better Things with Pamela Adlon. It's really good too. Louis C.K. writes some of those.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen the commercials for that.
I have a lot of watching.
You got a lot of watching TV today.
I have something from Back to the Future.
What do you got,
Doc? Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc.
Marty, I'm sorry.
Come on, Doc.
Marty, I'm sorry.
Good to see you, Marty.
What's the matter, Doc?
Don't worry, Marty.
What the hell are they doing, Doc?
Relax, Marty.
I don't get it, Doc.
It's all Doc and Marty.
Doc, what do you mean?
What do you mean, Doc?
English, Doc.
It's your kids, Marty.
Wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute, Doc.
I'm sorry. It goes on and on.
It's literally another... 2+ minutes
no.
of that. Yeah, they.
No.
I like the Denzel Washington too, where someone compiled. Says, "I guarantee it" in all of his movies.
I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
That is, I've heard that.
I guarantee it. All right.
I have presents for Jeff and Jason.
Is it chicken salad?
No, the chicken salad incident.
Boy, that chicken salad was good. I had some chicken salad at work this morning. It was really good.
Are you ready?
Very good.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your official Costco Waco
Waco's on the
productions
back.
Mm-hmm. Costco member business and, memberships.
Oh, but how am I going to pay for it?
I don't have that card.
I thought it was going to be an all-in-one.
No, they
don't. That's
do
good.
Those.
I like to go there.
Oh,
they don't.
Do? No,
I think Sam's Club does.
Yeah, they do
it's
for
your,
sure.
Yeah, it's your
mine's
car.
All-in-one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's or maybe crazy. They do. I don't know. I'm sorry, Costco.
No, it's fun.
This guy over here. Thank you, Jess. I appreciate this very much. Come on.
That went just exactly the way I saw it in my head going.
What's the first thing you're going to get at Costco, Jason?
I don't know. I haven't been there in so long.
Chicken
I think
salad.
I just did it on
chicken
a
salad.
I thought
salad.
He set you up for chicken salad.
I've been there so often that I have the Costco over here memorized. I know where everything is.
Yeah, it's I know. Great. I see, I'm the Sam's Club, which those are what, a mile apart?
Yeah, they're pretty close. Yeah,
maybe a mile and a half tops.
What?
I always did Sam's Club because back when I bought gas, it was very convenient on my way home.
Okay.
Or on the way in to work. And that's pretty much exclusively where I bought gas.
I tried to buy gas at Costco, and they don't have diesel.
Well, they don't have
fuel.
A gas station right
say
now.
Fuel. Yeah, they're redoing
their
gas.
They're redoing their
I
gas
should say
station.
Fuel. Sorry. I know. Gasoline, diesel, different fuel. Got it.
In the words of Jimmy Pardo, if you have a problem with just saying diesel gasoline instead of diesel fuel, break off a glass bottle and shove the neck into your
It's kind of like in my car. Yes, I have an electric car. Thank you very much. JeffEver.com.
Thank you.
I like this. Everything was saying. Like JeffEver.com.
Can you punctuate it?
I don't have a gas pedal. I have an accelerator.
So what do you do with your foot?
I have an accelerator.
Oh,
it's
once
not
again,
a gas pedal.
If you have a problem with this,
yeah, exactly.
Break off thing. A fork and shove it in your neck.
You have an okay. accelerator.
That's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Denzel making guarantees.
Making guarantees.
She'll be here. I guarantee you.
Much more. I guarantee it.
I can guarantee you that I will see to it that Harvey does not ignore that.
That's right.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. I guarantee it. You are dead. I can guarantee you peace of mind.
You'll be back in the pool in 24 hours, I guarantee.
Oh, man on fire.
I guarantee you that the police department, FBI. Mark my word. Without it, this neighborhood will fall. I guarantee it.
It's just another
Christopher Walken's in
Man
on Fire.
It's another man of it.
He's, some artists work in oils. He works in death. He's an artist. He's going to kill him. Kill them all.
You know.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Did Vibbert just do a walk-in?
That's all I can do. That's all I got.
Here's Christopher Walken reminding you of something.
You know.
We didn't have him call into the studio.
You know.
You know.
You know.
Peanuts in a bag. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. We were on our way to school yesterday, and we heard Chick laugh really hard, and Max goes, "When's the last time you heard Chick laugh like that?" And I said, "When Jeff did X-rated poetry." Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny. We had a lot of Twitter static
twitties
on that. Man,
a lot of twitties.
A lot of twitty static on that, wanting Jeff to do that every week.
Chick laughed very hard today on the air. Let's put it this way. Josh is back. He's not feeling 100%, but he brought it.
We were going to interview Maureen McCormick, and everyone was saying what their favorite Brady Bunch episode was, and certainly Brady Bunch has a place in American society, sure, in our history, but it's not it's not Jesus Christ in a situation comedy. Let's be honest. So,
if Jesus Christ was in a situation comedy, sorry, no,
stuff would be falling through his hands. My point is, people were treating it like it was. And Josh finally just said, "You know what my favorite Brady Bunch episode?" Because some of the people were treating it like,
"I know."
Well, it saved me.
And Greg said he remembered my favorite episode was something.
And
you know,
Josh said my favorite episode was when Marshall learned how to give a hand job.
He said HJ.
It was an hour long episode.
It was a special hour long episode.
He laughed really hard.
It was pretty good because
that doesn't exist.
Because some of us were shocked and insulted that someone would.
Oh, Josh also today.
Treat Brady Bunch with such.
Well, but you and Josh are also like television cinematic snobs, kind of.
A little bit, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Josh, Greg Warren was in today. And of course, those two guys are buddies. And Greg's giving Josh a hard time. And Josh goes, "No, to Tom. Now, when do I get to start the, how did he put it? Nixing guest?" As
Josh said, you know,
yes, he said that on the air.
I don't know if we want to.
It was very funny.
Do we want to use this as a problem? What we had today, we had a guest.
Go,
here,
baby, go.
And I'm not going to say who it is, but we had a guest today that was
talkative.
I missed the. In my opinion, this is my opinion. This is America. He wasn't very good. He wasn't very good.
JeffEbert.com.
You can find Chick McGee's America.
JeffEbert.com. He wasn't very good. He wasn't very funny, and he was intrusive about it.
If I could say that I was listening to the show, and I thought there was a lot of, here's the thing. This is what I wanted to text you, and I wanted to say, you know how we get on you sometimes for interrupting.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this person. Well, and don't do that.
No, that's what was going through my head.
Yeah, that's nice, Chick. I was on the Tonight Show, and
was Matthew McConaughey there?
Yeah, and like you said, I'm a movie and TV snob. Maybe I just know I like nice things when I go to see the movies and the TV, and I think I know what's funny, and I think
and
I know
the
what
TV,
the movies and the TV, and I think I know what's funny, and
you know what?
What they would say in the bizarro world is everything out of his mouth was incredibly funny.
Here's the thing: I think properly presented and not being constantly intrusive.
Yeah,
he actually had some funny things to say, but you couldn't tell because it was already so muddy.
There were
muddy.
Too many people in
it
there.
It was too muddy.
It was muddy.
Yeah, and also in my brain, I kept going over JeffEbert.com. I kept going over in my brain that I have the power to be used for good or evil. That I can bring a room up or I can bring a room down. And the thing in my brain was, I want this guy to fail because of this guy, not because of me not doing anything or not helping or whatever that I would.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was super zen. I thought he was, or that's how he wants to be portrayed. Maybe that's.
I think he's. I guess I kind of fall into it. No drugs, no alcohol. Straight edge. Is that what that's
I
called?
I think it is called straight edge.
I think he used to be like that. He might still be. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of his. I don't know. But yeah, it just was a little too excitable.
The other I loved Hal Sparks on Talk Soup. That was my. I mean, when I was in high school, he was the host, and I loved it.
I did too.
I loved him on that.
I loved John Henson. I loved Aisha Tyler. Oh, I think John. I loved all the...
Yeah, they've had pretty good ones.
I loved all the...
And that's gone, right?
He was the first one, right?
Kinnear was the first one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I loved him on that. Were we not supposed to say
Let's
that?
Talk more about, I was like... Let's talk more about Chick McGee's America.
Yeah.
I believe in a country where... If you want to stay inside all weekend on a beautiful sunny day, and how many days is that? Stay inside all weekend.
Perhaps
on a sunny
in the fall.
Day.
Perhaps
in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And not JeffEver.com. And not participate in anything, and just lay in your recliner and stare at the TV and feel sorry for yourself. I say you should be able to do it.
Preach it.
You go do that.
I say if you want to mow your yard twice because you get mad at your yard, I say you do it.
Yes!
I feel like I should be doing this.
Yeah.
I say follow me because none of us know where we're going. And why not be behind me as we're all wandering around not knowing what the hell we're doing?
Amen.
I guarantee it.
Sorry, I can't,
thank you very
I can't
much.
Play them all at the same time. You mowed your yard twice?
Well, my yard got mowed, and I thought I was trying to fit into the neighborhood, and somebody asked to mow my yard, and I said, sure, fine. And I said, $35, and they go, how about 60? And I'm like, okay, anyway. But they mowed it, and they didn't bag it or what. And so there's...
It was super short.
There's a certain amount of science to... You've got to be more exact if you're going to leave mulch behind,
mm-hmm.
or it just creates brown spots in your yard,
mm-hmm.
because the dead grass lays there and kills the grass underneath it. So I mowed it yesterday, saw it was going to be that way, and mowed it again to bag everything up.
The same day?
Yeah.
Cut it too short, the sun burns your grass, too.
And you cut it too short, the sun will burn your grass.
Yeah, I moved
and it's
too.
Really odd and tricky here in central Indiana right now because it's like 90 degrees and it's the end of September and all the grass is supposed to be stopping.
I've been mowing once a week for like 3 or 4 weeks.
It's insane.
It's like a pretty wet August, right?
It's like middle of July right now.
Yes,
August was pretty wet.
I mean, it's going to stop growing here any day, but...
Yeah,
we're talking about grass growing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mowed my grass yesterday too, of course, with my electric mower.
Okay, don't bastardize JeffEver.com. It's a good product that people like.
What about JeffEver podcast? That's at JeffEver.com.
JeffEver.com. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't get it out.
Can I just say
I mowed my grass?
Oh, sorry.
With my non-electric mower.
Oh no, I was
diesel gasoline.
My gas guzzling,
throwing greenhouse gases all in the air.
Well, of course, you don't care.
Here's my question:
care?
I
no, you don't.
We had low. Our air in Hancock County was bad. I don't know.
The air has been bad.
It was in orange. It was an orange day. And I was like, so am I supposed to mow?
No, you're not.
You're not supposed to. No, that's ozone.
You're not supposed to.
It was
kind of the same thing.
It was an ozone action day.
No, it wasn't. Not yesterday.
Well, it is today then.
It was
I think today is.
It
all
is.
Around.
Mm-hmm. Good thing.
You're not supposed to get gas until after.
I did all of that yesterday.
6 o'clock. I think you contributed to today being an ozone action day by doing all that yesterday.
I had 0 miles to go. I had to get gas yesterday.
Maybe you shouldn't wait till it's zero to go.
Okay, well, I don't pay attention.
Well, maybe.
Maybe you should.
I didn't.
Griswold.
I know, I don't pay attention. I think that's why I need
How
an electric car.
How do you not pay attention?
Because I don't like to get gas. Something traumatic happened
care.
To me. I don't like to do it.
I don't care. You need gas
like
to get here.
Gasoline fight.
I don't.
It's not gasoline, it's fuel.
It's fuel. I don't like to get fuel. I just don't like to do it.
Petrol?
If I could hire someone to take my car and fill it up with gas.
How close is the nearest diesel station, if you will, to you?
5 miles. Okay. Oh, well, I mean.
No, isn't the one at 6 and 40, isn't that?
You mean closest or on my way out of town?
Probably that on the way out of town.
5 miles.
Because you don't want to go east.
No, I don't.
Right.
I mean, I could go into town, but I don't. I head west.
Head west.
Head west.
The drums say, go west.
So that's what I do.
So Jeff, Jess got us our Costco cards. What's the first thing you would buy?
Alcohol. Lots of alcohol. Okay.
They do have great deals on alcohol.
Well, but did you know that they make Belvedere vodka, I think, or no, Grey Goose. Grey Goose and Kirkland, which Kirkland is the Costco brand.
Yep, Kirkland shoes. I'm going to buy some shoes.
You can buy shoes? You can buy alcohol, you can buy clothes.
Kirkland is Costco's brand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they sold in any other stores?
They have to be, because I see it somewhere other places.
Yeah, where else? So are they associated with some other stores? Because obviously Sam's Club is a division of Walmart, right?
Is it Kohl's?
I don't know. Kirkland's Sonoma? Not at Kohl's.
You sure?
I just know John Mayer bought a pair of Kirkland shoes from Costco and was like showing them off on Snapchat and was rocking them all weekend.
Like recently?
Yeah, pretty recent, like a couple months ago.
So that's what you're going to do?
Oh, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to go buy some Kirkland shoes. I'm not going to buy Belvedere because it's not Chick's vodka. So
and Chick's vodka is coming any minute. I've talked to the guy twice.
This is almost like
don't hold your breath.
This is almost like the new HD cameras for the VIP. This is what this is becoming.
You mean you're hearing about it forever and it never really happens? I know. It would have been incredibly easy for him at this point to go, nope, no more Chick's vodka. I mean, and I would have understood because, you know, that would make more sense than what's happening. But apparently the label's been redesigned and bottle signings are going to be.
And there's a lot of demand. Pent up demand.
People are on the wagon getting the shakes because they want Chick's vodka. And
so I could just see it. It finally comes back out. Get off the wagon. Chick's vodka's back.
Speaking of Back to the Future, if you had a time machine, where would you go?
Now, here's the thing.
Now, we're all white Americans, so we can go anywhere.
You have to preface it. Is it you now today can take yourself now today back?
Yes. Yes.
Much like the movie. Just like the movie, basically.
Right, because I don't want to time travel if I go back to the way... I want to be the same person I am now going back, not
that's
going
what
back
I'm saying.
To that other
in
person.
Other words, right. You could go back in time and see yourself.
Ugh.
In theory, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, just like in Back to the Future.
Can you bring something with you?
I'm going to say no.
Ugh.
Well, in the movie, I mean, it's you in the car.
That's whatever's it. In that's the all car, it takes. And his
sleeveless
vest.
Would you like to take?
An assault rifle. So I can be an army.
Are you going?
Like medieval times. And I could just take a castle with my assault rifle and I'd be the king.
What's wrong with you?
I'm being serious.
I feel like the farther you go back and mess stuff up, the bigger consequences.
The butterfly effect.
From this point. This point.
So what do you mean? You want to go back to yesterday? Or
wouldn't you just go and like find girls to do?
Yeah, because I'd be king and I'd have girls. I'd have to. Girls would have to do
king
me.
King England.
King
England. What is that? Prima nocta or whatever? Were you just going to go around and have sex with everyone?
You mean the king's rights?
I don't know how to Google
rights?
This. What did you just say?
Prima nocta.
I want to see. Does Siri know about prima nocta? Let's see.
I think prima nocta is show me the body or something like that.
It could be habeas corpus. I almost said habeas corpus.
Okay.
But it's habeas corpus.
Yes.
That's the body.
Okay. Yeah. I think, I don't know.
What?
But yeah, I don't know. Can I?
I don't know.
Eminent domain? No, that's the land we can take.
Bone marrow stimulant. No, that's not right.
Jeff, how do you feel women looked, you know, 100, 200, 500 years ago?
I love the push-up bra they had. Like, when the vests and the push-up bra, those pale titties looking good.
A girdle? You mean a girdle?
Yeah. They got those pasty.
Well, he went back on October 21st, 1985, right? Is that when the first movie came back?
That's when he
came out?
Yeah, he went back to like
time. He went back to
53 or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was like
They celebrate Back to the Future Day every year, right?
It's in October, right?
Yeah.
It's in October.
But, yeah.
But this is where, when he jumped, was that last year? Was it 2015?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I made the kids sit
forward,
down and watch the
What was it?
Prima Noctis. It was in Braveheart also. So,
okay, so what's
freedom!
What's the definition?
Making a motion. The idea that the king or nobleman having the right to sexually entertain a woman on her wedding night is known as prima noctis.
That's also the part of the plot in Caligula.
Yeah, is that what the orgy is?
The Roman
orgy?
King had Caligula, played by Malcolm McDowell.
Caligula is a person's name?
It's a Roman emperor. That's a thing.
But is it a sexual thing too?
No, but it was a dirty movie.
Yeah, but it sounds like it should be like cunnilingus. Caligula.
In
they sound the same.
Latin, it translates to right of the first night. So yeah, on their
so
wedding
you mean
night,
when she marries another man, the king can step in and
at any time
and consummate his own.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the wedding night or at any time?
It said wedding night.
The night of the wedding. I just put it away, but I think it's because she's a virgin and he gets to
make her not a virgin.
Yeah,
before the guy who just married her.
Yeah,
but is that all about?
So somebody make a note not to go back to those times.
Yeah. So is that That'd all about? The seed pyramid, if you will, and he's at the top.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah, it allowed them to take the virginity of lower class women. Dr. Doom invoked this practice on a couple of occasions.
You mean the Fantastic Four's Dr. Doom?
Yes.
He did?
No, I think it was the other one.
How many are there?
Dr. Doom is a Marvel.
I don't like it.
A Marvel villain.
Actually, oh, yeah. No, here's the comic book. Dr. Doom did it. I thought it was the Nazi one.
No.
There's a Nazi Dr. Doom?
There's a band called Dr. Doom.
Every time travel movie you've ever seen, though, isn't it the case where when whoever goes back and changes something always has to go back and change it back to the way it was? Because when they change it...
What was the Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves movie where there was a mailbox and they sent
letters?
Oh,
my God.
Do you remember that?
I thought it was The Mailbox or something like that.
I think it was called The Mailbox.
Yeah. Was it really?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Wait, weren't they in that bus movie?
Okay, maybe I have the wrong.
It was Keanu.
No, that's
Reeves.
Where a bus went by their beach house, their lake house, and hit the mailbox, and it kept speeding, and it wasn't.
And then the mailman was.
It was a cross between The Notebook, Speed,
The Lake House is what it was called.
The Lake House.
I told you it was a lake house.
Yeah. Is that Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock though?
Yes.
Okay.
The funny thing is, you type in Keanu Reeves mail and it says mailing address. Like people. Just,
Let's send him a letter. Let's send him a little something.
Dude.
Send him a Jeff Hibbert t-shirt from the Jeff Hibbert podcast.
Oh, you'd like that.
JeffHibbert.com. JeffHibbert.com.
Where would you go, Chick?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. If you could do it, God.
I want to go back and see when my parents met.
Well, that shit's on mine.
I would want to be like a bystander, like either like be friends with my mom or a classmate and see how it all went down.
Yeah.
I'm very, very curious about that time.
But remember, Back to the Future, he almost becomes erased, remember, because they almost didn't get together.
I know. That's why I just want to observe. I don't want to touch anything.
Well,
I don't want to mess anything.
That's what Marty was trying to do, too.
Yeah, that's the butterfly
effect.
It's dangerous. Anything you do.
So where would you go, Chick?
I have no way.
I should have gone last on this. Sorry.
I like going back when I was a kid. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what really. I don't know. Lately, I'm on a big kick of forgiving my mother, especially. I don't know why. I just feel.
You gotta let it go.
I feel, yeah.
Let that shit go.
Yeah.
Could you talk to her, though?
Well, yeah.
Back?
Marty talked to everybody. Remember?
Yeah.
Marty's mom had a crush on him.
But
remember
would
that?
You? I guess he's saying, would you?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd get along with my mother, probably. I don't think so. I don't think so. No, she didn't look like. I wouldn't like that time, though, because the guys had grease in their hair. I don't think I'd look good with
it. It's kind of weird.
Greasy kid stuff in your hair.
A duck butt.
The 50s. The DA. The duck's ass.
You guys remember when all the girls got their hair cut and it was like, I want to say like Dharma and Greg. It was Jenna Elfman. And so it was kind of like flipped out at the bottom, but then it was short on top.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I remember when I got that haircut, I was in high school and my dad said, you got that Audubon haircut. And I was like, Audubon? I was like, that's not what it's called. And he was like, Audubon on a duck's ass.
Oh.
Have you guys ever heard that?
No.
No.
So you wouldn't go back and see yourself?
No.
Because I think I would. I think I would go back to maybe about junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to think about it, and I'd go to myself.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say self.
And I'd say self. Here's what you need to do. But make sure you hit these points because they're kind of points that probably would still get me to the point I am today. But just the in-between parts would be a little better. You know what I'm saying?
I get you. I feel like I read I never read Sports Illustrated. My dad always had Sports Illustrated delivered to the house. That and Time Magazine.
So you'd go back and subscribe to Sports Illustrated?
No. But I read... I don't remember who... I want to say his first name was Rick or his last name was Riley. But and I know
Rick
that...
Rick Riley, that's his name.
I didn't know because I'm not positive, but he wrote the in the very last page of...
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Riley. Yeah,
and
right.
I think that he wrote a letter to himself maybe or something. I read that. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the case or if he referenced someone doing it. But I remembered that I was just like, oh my gosh, if you could write a letter to yourself... When you were young.
That's exactly. I would hand it. I would say, hey, this is, and I'm you, whatever. Here's some important things. Enjoy the in-between stuff a little more.
Yeah. I think
that's basically that's, what I would do. I'm being very vague. But
I think I would go back to my freshman year in high school and take football seriously.
And see what happened.
Because my senior year, I started to be outwardly funny. And I think that's where my life kind of started to people. I liked making people laugh, but I felt like they weren't taking me seriously when I wanted them to take me seriously, you know? Sure. And I think that's where my life stopped being my own. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you made a career of it.
Yeah. And I've never felt like,
well, when you become a disc jockey and you're on the air, it's out there.
So,
it's for the taking, I guess.
But there's no, there's no, okay, I'm going to be funny now. Okay, I'm going to be serious now. Well, no, be funny. No, I don't want to be funny now. I'm going to be serious now.
Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. I'm super serious now.
I'm trying to be, stop it. Now you even be funnier trying to be serious. And then it was like, okay, well, fuck this. You know? And then nobody, you just become this...
Yeah, whatever you're talking about.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
But you're saying that you think that maybe if you would have been a serious football player, that would have balanced out how funny
that would have been. Yeah, there's
that would have been your balance.
Sure. Because I think I might be the only one that knows I'm kind of a badass and I can really fucking... I can really ruin somebody's day if I want to.
Yeah, no, we know.
Well, every day we see it.
Well, we know. But I'm saying that no, but I'm not laughing so hard because I'm just proud of you for saying that. Like that's why I was laughing is because I was just like, yes, say it, preach it, do it.
You know what? Let's not even talk about time machines anymore. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Wow, this is much sadder.
Like old King Kong.
Those first couple notes.
I remember,
I miss you all day long. You put my heart in a thong, and that ain't cool.
I don't know about heart in a thong. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a little clumsy. A little clumsy.
You're maybe 5 foot small.
That's a great line.
And I'm as big and tall as the Mall of China.
John Mayer is that same like 6 feet small.
Oh yeah,
I can't stand.
He just changed the number.
6 seems a little high though.
But he's talking about his own height. Stand to be here.
It's part two of the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert.
Sorry.
JeffVibbert.com.
No more .com references.
Can I just say on Instagram there was a picture posted on like the Bob and Tom Instagram. And some random fan just commented, JeffVibbert.com. This was a while ago, yeah. Because of us saying it on here.
Okay, that's hilarious.
That's the funniest
thing on Bob and Tom's Instagram.
The comments, yes.
Spangle saw that and was like, what the hell? Like, you have these people trained to just be annoying.
So we're not telling you to do that.
But if you do.
But, you know, whatever, right?
If we had a t-shirt, we'd send you one.
Yeah.
I found a whole bunch of t-shirts, actually.
And they're all extra smalls.
And they all say off the air, and they're all smalls, mediums, and larges.
Are they the women's one with the green?
Are they the neon ones?
No.
The Jess Hooker catastrophe.
The only ones I got, they're
did he go,
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, let's do this.
And that's when I learned don't ever create something that you wouldn't wear or use.
Oh, you wouldn't wear that?
No.
Oh. No.
So I don't blame everybody else.
All right, then. All right.
She was going to try to be
when
on
we
the
do get new t-shirts.
Vanguard.
You'll get one of those free with your purchase.
Well, don't say that. We don't have any.
I said when you get the t-shirt.
Oh. You better be an extra small.
Yeah.
Well, you can use them as a
No, we rag. Have all of the sizes of those. Okay. Nobody liked them.
Woo!
Are those the green ones with the...
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got the... Shut the hell up, you stupid idiot. Big eyes.
No, you didn't. I just didn't know you didn't hear us say that earlier.
I thought there were two different... I thought there were gray ones with pink...
With neon green.
Neon green, and then there were...
I think they say I'm the leader.
See, I contend that there's only two reasons you would have... I call them neon yellow.
Mm-hmm. They're very popular right now.
Oh, yeah.
You either got it as a gift, mm-hmm. or you work outside mm-hmm. near traffic.
Yeah.
I saw there were guys working on the interstate. There were guys working on the interstate today when I was driving up here, and they had the orange barrels, and they were just waiting for traffic to stop on the interstate so that they could put these. And I was like, bless them,
right?
Because I was scared for them.
Yeah,
but I just looked at their faces and I was like, oh my gosh,
incredibly dangerous.
And I was tweeting and everything, like, and I noticed mm-hmm. them, so I was. That's a joke.
I was tweeting and having a sandwich. And
crimping my hair. I mean, yeah, even shoes are moving towards neon. I think chicken.
Oh, it has been for a few years. Yeah.
I won't do it. I have one pair that has like a bright orange sole.
I do. I have Nikes that are completely bright yellow, neon yellow.
Oh, I do have a pair of those.
They're getting ready. I'm getting ready. Chick hates my work shoes. I have Sauconys that I've had. Since college.
When she says work shoes, she means like painting shoes or something.
Like whenever I'm working outside, lawn, yard, all that stuff. And Chick hates them.
Well, first of all, they're about a size too big.
They are a whole size too big. And they must have got them on clearance because I got them in college. So I'm sure that that's why I bought them. They were probably on sale.
Or they just sold that they've stretched out.
They probably stretched significantly. Yeah. Well, no, they're the wrong size.
All right.
They're like 8.5s. I wear 7.
Well, first of all. She's always worn the wrong size shoe until...
Because I have a very wide foot. And if it didn't fit the width of my foot, then I went with a bigger size until it did fit the width.
So she was wearing 13, 14 size.
I wasn't.
And men. And you couldn't, no matter what you do, you couldn't knock her over.
Shut up. It was width. The width was fine.
The width was fine.
No, the width was fine.
Do they not make women's in extra width?
They do. I think New Balance... New Balance always does.
Because online, you can get any of that stuff, right?
Nah, not like you'd think.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen them for men.
New Balance does. They have wide. Yeah. I know they make baby shoes wide, which is genius. Because babies have the fattest, dumbest feet.
Yeah, they make those.
Look at your dumb feet.
Look at your dumb, fat feet, dumb
They make
baby.
Those extra wide shoes. You can go to Bird People or People with Bird Feet. .com and you can get them there.
Can you get there from anywhere, like links on anywhere else?
People with bird feet.
.org. Check over .com. Okay. I see what you said. I thought we were killing it.
I couldn't resist.
It'll never die.
All right. Well, here we
go. People with.
Oh, calm down.
Tails is the first thing
that comes
up. Oh,
God. That's a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
People have tails?
Well, I don't know if they have legit tails.
It's just
but
the bottom
they
of
act,
their spine.
It's kind of the furry kind of people, right?
Like Jason Alexander and...
oh, my God.
Did you click on it?
They're ostrich people.
Why
That's
are you
real
doing
thing.
This? Why are you doing this to yourself?
People with bird feet.
Show it.
You're going to pee.
Michael Phelps has a...
Me, myself, and Irene. Flippers. Doesn't Jason Alexander have a tail? The one with Jack Black
does.
And Tony.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you remember all that stuff? Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it's Keep not funny. There's me. No comedy involved. It's not good. Yeah, if you have a tail, though, you just take your boxers and you flip them around and you got a little the hole where you're supposed to pee out of. Your tail goes.
You really had that ready.
I was born with a tail. Yeah. That's why I know so much about it.
Ew. Don't Google people with bird feet.
All right. We're still here in Chick McGee's America.
No, we're not. Chick McGee's America might have.
No, it's dead. I don't have anything.
1776?
I think he got impeached.
1776.
That's a great movie. Well, it doesn't hold up very well. 1776.
Oh.
With William Daniels.
What was the Abraham Lincoln movie?
Ken Howard.
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Did you like it?
It was okay. Yeah,
was it really long?
Yeah, but Daniel Day-Lewis, you can't deny.
What about Sally Field?
Great an actor. And she was great in it, too. She was very good.
Was she Mary Todd?
Yes. Okay. She was crazy.
She was also a nun in Seinfeld.
She what?
Sally Field.
She was a nun in Seinfeld.
When?
Uh-oh.
I don't know about this.
You may have...
Are you serious, Clark?
What nun was she in Seinfeld?
She was a nun that nun. She had a thing for Kramer, right? I think
that's not Sally Field.
Uh-oh, I'm going. I'm looking. I'm fact-checking.
Look it up.
That is not Sally Field.
Look it up, Stifler's
I know the,
mom.
I know the episode you're talking about.
See, I'm not saying...
Is that Sally Field?
Sally Field was also Sybil.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about the German Orthodox or Latvian Orthodox.
Yeah, Kramer's got the Schicksal or whatever. The
Kevorkian or whatever. Kevorkian or whatever it's called. Kevorka. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think George is trying to convert.
Right. And
she's the nun.
Sally Field is that nun.
I'm gonna give you a percentage.
Okay.
100% sure of it.
You've looked it up.
No, I just know.
Man, are you doing it too, Jeff?
Yeah, but mine just came up none unswindled. Seinfeld didn't come out right on my phone.
Hey, don't swindle a nun.
Yeah.
Just make that a rule. I'm going to say it's not Sally Field. And I'm going to be really surprised if it is.
It's not. It's Molly Hagen.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was.
No, it's a different one.
Okay. No. She loved Kramer?
Yeah. She falls in love with Kramer. There's something about Kramer she can't. She almost wants to. She wants to quit the church because of Kramer.
Maybe I don't know who Sally Field is.
Of course you do. I mean, she looks a little like Sally Field. I don't think Sally Field's ever been in Seinfeld.
Is that her, the episode?
That's her. I can tell from here without my glasses. See. That's her, yeah. Yeah, see, it looks a little like Sally Field.
But that's who?
That's Molly Hagen.
Who's Molly Hagen?
She was on she was on all kinds of television shows at that time. She was
on Friends. On the Friends, yeah.
Did I say 100%?
I think you did.
No, she looks just like her. Does that not look like Sally Field?
It looks like Sally Field, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, all you can see, she's a nun with...
Nun's tough. You know, Larry David's a nun in the Three
she's
Stooges
been in a
remake.
Lot of television shows.
I still think it's Sally Field.
It's not,
bro.
Do you think Sally Field changed her name to Molly Hagen in that episode?
What else has Molly Hagen been in?
She's been in a ton of stuff. She's like she is like the
all the roles Sally Field turned down.
No, she was like in all of the
Gidget in prison stuff like that. You mean
Molly Hagen?
Mm-hmm.
She was in Chuck Norris Code of Silence.
She was. I just saw that picture of her with Chuck Norris.
Oh, my God. All this time, I didn't even know this woman existed.
Oh, I know who she is.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
everything she was in, I thought it was Sally Field.
I don't know.
Is that crazy of me?
A little bit. You thought Sally Field was working really hard, and she wasn't at all. I think Sally Field is to a point where I don't think she would do a Seinfeld.
That's what I thought was so crazy about it.
Yeah.
She's in Sully.
This gal is?
Yeah.
Or Sally Field?
Right now?
No. Yes.
Did you see Sully?
No.
I haven't seen Sully.
Okay. What's the movie you just saw that you recommend highly?
Oh, Hell or High Water. I love that movie. With Ben Foster, who was in 6 Feet Under.
She played Ellie Southworth Ewing on Dallas.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been the new Dallas, right?
No, 1978.
She was in...
Molly Hagen did?
That's what it said. She was one of the three actresses that played that role.
Huh. Chris Pine, Ben Foster, Jeff Bridges.
What's the plot?
Bank robberies. I can't really tell you more than that, or I'll spoil it.
Yeah. I really want to go see it. I almost went and saw
really,
it.
It's really, really good.
She was in Air Bud, Seventh Inning Fetch.
That's a good one.
The Golden Retriever joins a middle school baseball team and signs for his missing
offspring. I will completely claim ignorance. I'm wrong. I couldn't be more wrong.
We've all
I
been
thought
wrong.
That all these years, I thought that was Sally Field.
I still win with Stifler's mom.
I had no. I would have bet $1 million. It wasn't.
You all bet against me.
Wasn't what's her face, Jennifer Coolidge? I would have bet $1 million. Oh yeah. Huh.
That's another story. She's the masseuse. Was she the masseuse in that episode?
I think she was. Yeah. Because George gets massaged by the guy. George,
it moved.
Ready to go? Yeah. We could do a Seinfeld podcast.
I think we are.
Oh,
sorry. It's Chicks America podcast. So we're talking.
You know
about
what
Seinfeld.
It is, and I'm also looking. Can you look forward and dread at the same time?
Yes. Yeah, you do it all the time. Yeah, you're the king of that.
Am I the king of that?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's so. Called anticipation.
And regret.
Anticipation, I think. I think
that's positive?
Anticipation is positive. I guess it can be a negative.
So what's the word for negative anticipation?
Dread?
Dread?
Yeah, dread.
Okay.
Okay. What's that guy's name?
You're good with words.
And the only reason I'm dreading it is because I'm really...
What are you dreading?
Why, my 40th high school reunion's coming up Saturday night.
That would be helpful information.
Do what?
I thought you just meant you were just dreading life. I'm just dreading the rest of this.
No, I didn't. You interrupted me before I got to what I was going to say.
Hello, Pot.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, it's not at all. Kettle? What?
No, that's still different. Not? It's still different. It's the actual act of what you're doing is what he's doing, not...
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Please go ahead. You're dreading your 40th.
But I'm kind of anticipating it, but I'm also dreading it. The only reason I'm dreading it is that when you start to put numbers on things, because I don't feel 58, mm-hmm. but I'm 58. Yeah. I'm going to be 59. Mm. I'm almost 60. I mean, that's...
But don't you feel so...
Like my life's been wasted? Yes. Yes, I do.
No, we just say immature. I think that's the thing. What we do, I'm not as old as you, but I'm still, maturity-wise, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. It's not where my peers are.
Who says?
The older you get, I think, it's my opinion, have I qualified everything enough?
Yeah.
That I thought I was doing something that was rewarding in my life. But you find that sometimes it really isn't. And sometimes it is. And the times that it is rewarding gets smaller. And the times that...
That's growth.
It's not rewarding gets larger. And the only reason you go to... Did I say that backwards?
No, you said it right. I'm just saying that don't discount it. That's growth. That's transition. If the same thing that made you happy, I mean, I guess outside of your family or maybe not, nothing. I feel like the same things shouldn't make you happy forever. I mean, it's okay when they do, but when they change, that's okay too.
Right. But I feel like with a job, feeling like it's not, you thought it was rewarding at one point and now it's not. I feel like everyone when they first get into their job feels like, this is it. This is so rewarding. I love this. But unless you're digging wells in Africa, no one's doing anything that's rewarding.
Why do we keep going back to Africa?
They need water.
And diamonds. We need diamonds.
But no, yeah.
And to Jeff's point, minus the 6 months in San Diego, you've been at the same place for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
That's almost it's virtually unheard of.
Aren't you getting ready to have another milestone like in your career in October?
Yeah, October 13th, I will be on talking into a microphone on the air for 40 years.
Yeah.
That's huge. So you're having some transitional times right now. So you probably are feeling it. And you're going to get on the other side of it. But, the next couple months is going to be bumpy. Or you're not going to get on the other side of it, and you can stay right here. It's up to you.
Stay right here in this room. Where is he? He's up in that room. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know.
Hopefully putting up those little foam things in the corner.
Well, I'm kind of scared of that. I don't want to put them up in the wrong place. But then I thought, well, there is no wrong.
No, there's no wrong. There's no
two of them fell down, by the way.
That was my...
What? Are you kidding me? Which ones?
Over there.
I'm going to say those are the ones Chick put up.
Is it one of the ones I put up?
I don't know. Bottom left?
I thought you were going to say bottom line.
Yes.
Yes. Bottom line. Yes. We need to get rid of our booby lamp, too.
What are we going to put up there?
We could just paint it exactly like a boob and leave
it there.
I think
we need a second one.
Or we could just put a pasty on that thing.
Okay, I'll never look at that the same.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Don't you think the way boobs look have changed? Natural boobs, not just fake breasts.
No, like I was saying, like if I went back in time,
right,
they were big and pasty and pale and...
And like jumbly.
Yeah.
Like really soft. Mm-hmm. They looked soft and like just like they're...
Pillows.
Yeah, like you could grab... You could grab a nipple and just, like, shake it like this, and it would just be, like, a wave. You know what I mean? You remember those big things you used to play with in, elementary school, yeah, I don't like know parachute?
Mm-hmm. On board with this.
You are totally
you
on board.
You are on board with it, Jeff. Stay here with me.
All right, I'm back. I'm here.
No, but it was, it's just, like the shape and the way they look and the color and everything has changed. Like, there should be an evolution of breasts. I think that's going to be
you
my
mean
coffee
a,
table
a
book.
Visual yes. Representation
a visual
of okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're
visual.
They have evolved.
They have evolved.
Huh.
Do you remember the first real life boob you saw?
Yep.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
I was in a pool and it was accidental.
It was accident.
But somewhere I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to see. That's not supposed to happen. Is this what it's like at the pool?
I want to go back to the pool.
Yeah.
Jeffy, so why is everyone looking at me now?
Because I want to hear your story.
I was sitting on a rock in my fort, and a girl that was a grade older touched her boob and saw it. Pretty cool.
She touched her boob?
I touched her boob and saw it.
Oh, so did she just lift her shirt and you reached?
I reached. Yeah, we were kissing, and I reached up, and I ended up seeing the boob.
And where were you?
In my fort. I had a fort by the railroad tracks.
You know,
I have a fort by the railroad tracks right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
We should do the podcast from there.
We can.
I'm hearing you talk, and I keep hearing you say fort. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It had a vine swing in it. And,
ooh.
Tyler Keel went out one night with the hedge clippers and cut my vine swing. Yeah.
Why?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Why?
He was a real piece of shit. He ended up being like a defensive end on the football team. Biggest motherfucker ever. But I beat him up in fourth grade when I was in fourth grade.
When
basketball.
You're, when
game.
You're all the same.
And
size.
then I'd tell people, yeah, I kicked his ass one time. Like,
what?
In fourth grade. Anyways. But yeah, my fort. It was pretty cool. And the trains would go by when you're in the tree. They'd like almost suck you out. Oh.
Okay, mine's
well,
not
for
close.
2 weeks out of the year.
Right.
Would,
yeah.
They would do that.
You know? Oh, the train. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, Jeff and I, we were on Google Maps a couple weeks ago, and he was showing me where his house used to be to
oh,
his
yeah.
parents. And he even showed me, yeah, we used to have a fort down here because there was a little pond nearby.
Yep.
You, right? were near you were near that railroad track?
Yeah.
That you said the two-week one?
Yeah.
Oh.
It had ponds on both sides. You could see enemies coming up the hill. You could see the railroad tracks, quick getaway either way. And then the super target came up, so you could walk down, get candy, come back to the fort, hang out.
Nice.
I had it made.
Sounds like it.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
I do yeah. too now. Yeah. Now, when yeah. you said Super Target,
yeah. Center of the universe.
Yeah. Super Target.
Right.
Center of Chick McGee's America.
Saturday mornings.
Super Target.
8 o'clock Saturday morning. That's the time to go, man.
You're going to start seeing people.
I know there's been people that have showed up going, I
we had the sweetest lady come up to us in Costco.
Oh, we did. What was her name?
I don't know.
Leslie?
But
Faith.
She has beautiful red hair.
Oh. Let me guess. She wanted something.
She did not. She just wanted to tell us that she loves
she
our podcast.
She wanted to tell us how much she loved the podcast,
she
except
the podcast.
For you, Jeff.
Sorry, yeah. Leslie. Sorry.
Except for jeffbibbert.com. And
yeah, she came up, she said, I listen to your podcast because I listen to, she's like, it's a good buffer or a good, I don't know, yin and yang.
Time killer?
True crime podcast.
Like serial. You know,
sure, sure.
Yeah,
true
right.
crime.
She likes that kind of podcast in our podcast.
She was very, very sweet.
How
old
did you say,
Leslie?
I'm going to say she was close to my age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, so
I could have swore at the beginning of this you said this sweet old lady. I don't know why.
I hope I heard, didn't. I didn't mean that if I did.
I thought no. you said sweet little lady. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was.
Sweetest lady.
Play it back.
Let's go to the audio.
Go to the film.
No, we don't do that here.
No?
Okay.
No. No, I can't do that. I mean, I guess I could.
That's okay. You don't have to.
But I don't want to.
You guys know what happened. Max had a football game on Tuesday, and like I said, I'm learning.
About mm-hmm. football.
Yes.
Right.
You don't know much.
I don't know much, and Jeff made the suggestion that I should be like, I need to know what calls, like what different things mean, because...
What's this?
Holding.
That's right.
See?
What's this?
I know now, because the other day I was standing at the fence with my friend Megan, and because that's where all the cool kids stand. And she, because also I get very loud, and I don't want to be in the stands and jump up and get loud and scream. And I take good, and I take pictures of Max, so I stand by the fence. And Megan wasn't paying attention, and she was talking to somebody else. And then the something happened on the field, and the referee did what I think is the Tina Turner rolling down a river. And then he points to could the she, opposite infield.
Could she, seriously, could she get any more adorable?
I wouldn't call it adorable.
No.
But this is enjoyable.
This is pure ignorance. And that's so great. She turns around, she goes, "What just happened?" And I was like, "I don't... He did the rolling down the river, Proud Mary," and then he pointed this way, and she was like, "Offsides." And I was like, "Oh." But I think that's actually illegal. I looked it up. Motion. It's illegal motion.
Yeah.
Listen to me. It was illegal motion.
There was a song, Backfield in Motion or something.
Secondary motion.
It was a good song. Backfield in Motion. And it had all these football terms in it.
Was it really?
Is that right?
I'm thinking of Diana. I think it's Diana Ross. I second that emotion.
No. Yeah, I second that emotion.
That's not what I was saying.
That's the Supremes. That's Smokey Robinson, I think. Is it? That's Smokey Robinson. I second that emotion.
Oh.
I second that emotion? Yeah, it's Smokey Robinson.
Is it
Smokey Robinson?
No. It is.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Baby, I'm not ever going against him.
No. That's a good one.
This guy wrote this, and he also wrote Love Bath. You can't explain it. And he also wrote Tears of a Clown.
I love Tears of a Clown.
Tears of a Clown could be one of the top five best songs ever written. Period. So, end of story.
Yeah. I loved the Supremes when I was a little girl. Band of Gold. That's a very mature song for a little girl.
Frida Payne.
I loved Frida Payne too. Damn it.
You liked the Supremes and you liked Frida Payne. That's fine. That's
good. I don't know who anybody is.
That's why I'm here. I can take a look at your statement and put Frida Payne in there.
Heck on it.
Where's it? Play Tears of a Clown.
Okay, sir.
So then I can rush out of the room again and I can use the bathroom.
Do you have to potty?
I do, really bad.
Okay.
I can't play the whole thing, Jerry. We just got back from a break.
We could pause it. We got that kid.
If we... I remember
plainly... Who arranged this music?
This is a...
With Smokey.
That's a good song.
Have you ever heard this?
I'm kind of...
Hang on. Oh, yeah, baby. Yes. Yeah.
I would call it top five.
Are you kidding me?
It's a good song.
Top five all time?
All time.
Yeah, I know.
It's a hard no.
Top five clown songs.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I did mean top five clown songs. Maybe it because if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty much about me. So maybe that's why I think it's in the top five.
Yeah, it takes some of these songs to get to it.
Right.
Back
yeah.
Did you hear? You ever listen to Linda Ronstadt's version of that? That's pretty good. What was I looking up with my phone?
What was the thing? It sounded like a Blondie song or something. I don't know why I think Blondie, but
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
But what was the thing, Chick? You said it had like football.
Backfield in Motion.
Is that the name of the song?
Called Backfield in Motion, yes. About somebody's ass.
So who sings I Second That Emotion?
I Second That Emotion.
Is that Diana Ross?
That's Smokey
Robinson.
That's
what you're thinking of. Here we go.
No, Backfield in Motion.
Oh, we just went over this.
Is this it? Hey, there's a football game going on. It must be it.
This song.
Not there even close to what I was thinking.
I penalize you.
What year is this from?
Mel and Tim? Is that who this is?
Mel and Tim.
1969. It's Mel and Tim with Backfield in Motion. Top five football songs.
worst five football songs is Carrie Underwood's new Sunday Night Football.
Those haven't been good in four or 5 years.
Those weren't good when Hank did them.
I would prefer
Hank
just
could
leave
sell
Hank.
Them though.
Yeah, just leave Hank.
Yeah,
I saw him in concert.
There's a bunch of guys watching. Let's put a pretty girl up there. It's just stupid.
Somebody said
whose husband plays hockey.
Oh,
Carrie Underwood.
Janet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying who's like.
Well, put her on NHL then. Let her sing the opening song for the NHL Monday Night NHL.
But she's like slinking around in those like Athens Warrior sandals that I hate. She's just like,
I haven't seen this year's yet, but I know the previous years were edited poorly, and there's like people
somehow
going
that
crazy.
Gives women like some sense of like
we're in this.
Yeah, not me. Look, I don't know shit about shit about. Shit.
I know this is Chicks America, but have we gone past peak NFL?
In general?
Man, if we haven't, we're pretty close.
I feel like there's...
Well, there's games.
And I'm just saying in general, the product,
that's
the
what I'm
crap
saying,
going
yeah.
on around
Sunday,
it.
Monday, Thursday.
We
were talking about this the other day. I don't know how we've avoided someone not being killed on the field.
I have said that for years.
Yes. Because really? How fat, how big, and how fast everybody is.
Yikes, that's scary.
And there's been times when you thought somebody was dead, when guys just would go right to the ground. Oh,
I'm telling you, when that Leonard Williams came out from USC, what is his? He's I'm going to look this up. He's like 6'6", 300 pounds, and runs like a 4.7 40.
Oh, the defensive tackle for the Jets?
Came from USC.
Think how big these kids are going to be in 15, 20 years when these kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I honestly just don't think about it. I don't think about what Max is doing. I don't think about the potential. I mean, I could, and I could make myself crazy about it.
Right.
I know he's not careless. I know he's aware of his surroundings. He plays defensive tackle, sometimes nose.
Mm-hmm.
Are those real things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
Chick, you're right. It's adorable.
Frida Payne. I told you.
But if I really thought about it, like this week he had two games this week, and Sunday he was out. It was over. He's also 13, so we're getting to a point. Do you guys remember being a teenager and just sleeping for like days?
Yeah.
Just sleeping.
Yeah, but usually because I stayed up all night.
Yeah, but you don't remember ever, like I remember there are times I would be like, I just want to go to sleep. And I just sleep for an afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember doing that much, honestly, as a kid. I remember staying up all night and then sleeping the next day, but not just...
Mine may have been medically induced.
But my daughters usually like to sleep in Saturdays.
Yeah, they get...
For sure.
Yeah.
And I let them because they get up so early for school.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
During the week, I'm like, just sleep.
Yeah, but Max fell asleep and he was like, I hurt. Like, my body hurts. And I'm just like, God, you're 13, dude. And so it's like... But then you see these kids who come off the field and they're chugging kickstarts at 8 o'clock after a game or Gatorade or whatever. And I'm not knocking anything, but in my brain, I'm like, how can I make the transition after the fact in recovery as best as possible by putting as much good food in
I think that's such a problem with like high school sports is they don't know how to recover and they don't know how to work out. And the diet is horrible.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, after big workouts, riding my bike, I would do actually Ovaltine because it's got a bunch of vitamins and whatnot in it.
Okay.
But it's also protein. You're throwing protein in there for the muscles that you've just been tearing up and all that.
Yeah, now, I take pregame shakes to school before a game.
Yeah.
If he can't,
such
if he's
a good
gonna.
Mom.
It's just because I know what he would do. What the same thing I would do. I'd go get you a whatchamacallit and a Fresca and some sour cream Lays after school. And
that sounds like Drew Carey's lunch.
I'd love Fresca.
In high school, the football players never had a good diet, and they ended up being the throwers and the sprinters on the track team.
Right.
And they would eat Whoppers and
oh my gosh.
The most disgusting stuff right before a track meet.
Right.
And it was like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I know, but it's just, I mean, well, that's the thing is the other night I was like, we're all tired. It was after Max's game, and I was like, I'm ordering pizza on the way home.
Right.
Maxwell ate a medium barbecue chicken pizza by himself.
Yeah.
Like, no one had any of it, and it was just... And he was like... next morning, he was like, I don't feel good. And I was like, you're right, you don't feel good.
How do you feel about coconut water?
I don't mind it.
I hear it's
my
really
kids
good
aren't
for hydrating.
A big
it
fan
tastes
of it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but they have flavored
ones. They have
ones.
Pineapple. I like pineapple a lot. I like pineapple a lot.
I hope you have a second fridge at your house because
know,
that kid is going to need one by himself.
I know.
I ate a ton whenever you're working out like that.
I know, but he's so good. Like, he does. I've got him on the bulletproof drink in the morning, so we do that in the morning. Our entire house does. But then he asked me, he was like, can you just start packing my lunch? Because I knew this would happen. Like, you eat school lunch for a little bit, and he's like, I can't eat this shit anymore.
Right.
He's like,
good
I'm
for
done.
Him. Good for
I'm
him.
Done.
Country baked steak.
So go now over, he's like, I need a grilled chicken sandwich with extra onions, spinach, mayonnaise.
Oh. onion.
Yeah, that's all he wants.
Go over the bulletproof coffee again.
Yeah, what is it?
Bulletproof coffee is, I don't like to say, I mean, people have been putting butter in their coffee for a long time. This isn't a new concept, but the health behind it is, so you have, the preference is black organic coffee. If you don't like black organic coffee, you can have golden coffee. There's such thing as golden coffee, which is really good for you and give you a hell of a buzz.
Does the black organic coffee taste a lot different than
regular black coffee? Okay. I mean, you can have any coffee. Technically, you can have any coffee. If it doesn't matter if it's organic to you, then that's up to you.
Okay.
But there's a lot of toxins in non-organic. Like,
right.
Coffee is in like the top 10 foods that hold the most toxins, if not organic. Have you ever seen that list of, like, if you're going to eat organic, you should probably go with these 10 things.
Grapes were grapes.
I think, I don't know if grapes were on there.
Grapes are just little balls of sugar.
Grapes have a lot of pesticide on them. That's
yeah.
Their problem.
Greens is obviously, greens, if you can eat greens that aren't treated, that's your best option. Yeah. I think that's top of the list. But anyway, back to the coffee. You can actually do tea, you can do coffee, you can do golden coffee, but you should stay with something that you would brew, if that's the best. You're going to add MCT oil, which is the medium triglyceride, the coconut derivative. I don't know if I'm saying all that right, but that's what it is.
Okay.
It's not coconut oil. It's the liquid. It comes in a liquid form. It's MCT oil.
Where do you get all this stuff?
You can order it.
okay.
No, you can get it. You can actually get MCT oil anywhere. I know they sell it at a lot of grocery stores now. And then you put ghee or grass-fed butter in there. And then you mix it up and you drink it.
Chick McGee?
No, not Chick McGee. Which you should have your own...
I'll come over and put a little ghee. That'd be all right for you.
But it's the principle behind it is that obviously, and I'm kind of on the fence with the caffeine, coffee. I don't know. I feel like if you're rested well, you didn't need the coffee. But anyway, it kind of, the healthy fats and the butter, it kind of sustains the energy from the caffeine. And it also kind of makes your body think that you're still in that keto state, that in ketosis from your sleep. And so you're actually lengthening your fast before you break it with breakfast.
But they do have breakfast?
No.
Food? They don't have any food for breakfast?
No, usually not. You just start your day with that. And some people
no food?
Go, mm-mm.
It's really, supposed to be really good for you. That's why I keep asking.
I keep asking Max.
I can't not eat food.
Yeah, I keep asking Max if he wants breakfast. I mean, because you can mimic, like, I could give him two eggs and a whole avocado and still have that like protein to fat ratio that would be healthy for him to continue the day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like this is boring. I'm sorry.
No. I know Jeff's got a big game tonight. And he's going to prepare.
You did. What are you
going to
do? What's your prep?
Chicken wings all day.
Where are you getting them from?
Ale Emporium. Ale Emporium has the best wings. The Hermanaki.
Hands down.
But okay, question.
Now you order ahead and you go
tell
pick them
what
up.
You
is that what you do?
Order ahead. Yep. No.
What flavor you get?
Hermanaki. Hermanaki dry rub.
Who's this Hermanaki? Is he the guy running the wings place?
Mr. Hermanaki.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
He's Teriyaki's brother.
There's Teriyaki.
It is a teriyaki derivative.
There's
a,
right.
Yes.
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 There's Terry and Hermanaki.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That is true. Yes.
I just got them the other day, actually.
I
got the boneless, whatever. It was just like eating meat.
It
was very good.
I've never had them.
Always bone in.
Bone in.
High five, bone
but
in.
But there was much less
bone.
Much less fatty, though. If you like a good lean, the quality of meat was
fat,
great.
So what do
the
I
bone.
Do? I'm going to go get this bulletproof coffee. I'm going to call Ale Emporium and get me some Herman Aki wings.
Herman Munster wings.
And you are going to poop for weeks.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. But, okay, so when you're eating the wings, there's the drumstick wing.
Yeah, that's right? The best one.
Yeah, that's the best
always
one.
Always you can order all drummies some places.
Ronnie does. Yeah, he always goes all drummies.
Seriously?
Or you can do all flats. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because the
which
flat...
Which is the wing.
The flat one is the one my girlfriend likes. And I was like, okay, you can have those and I'll have the drumsticks.
Yeah, that
but,
makes
like,
sense.
When I'm eating the flat ones, like, so it has, it's like the bone and then there's a chicken in the middle and you got to like put your tongue through it and poke out the chicken.
Uh-huh.
It looks like I'm eating a little chicken vagina. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I was eating it in front of her parents.
You know? In my brain, I heard you starting to make that comparison, and then I thought, no,
it's over.
He won't do that.
It's over.
He won't do that.
No, you just ruined chicken wings for her.
I just feel gross doing it.
Well, no, there's a process. You break them apart, and then you eat both one individually.
Okay, Chick does eat very, very politely when it comes to like food that you would – like, no, I'm serious. Like, even if it's like food that you act crazy when you eat like chicken wings, but I don't know, crazy food.
You gotta just like push your tongue through it, and it just is so.
But no, you can't. I know a lot of people that bring
it
off
it cracks.
I used to know a guy that could put the whole chicken thing in his mouth and he'd
clean the bone off. Sure, yeah. You can do that.
My best friend does like that. Oh, so weird.
I know a lot of people that can't eat chicken on the bone. Like it grosses them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't handle. I'm not judging you, mm-hmm. but it makes me fucking crazy when people order boneless wings.
Yeah?
Yes. It's a pet peeve.
Well, part of it is it's a wrong misnomer of
you
boneless
just ordered
wings.
Nuggets.
No, they're actually strips.
So you're chicken strips.
Basically, but it was a different cut. You'd be surprised of what
at
the
ale?
Substance, yes.
Okay, then I'll try ales.
But I get your point. I'm not having wings.
No.
I'm having chicken tenders.
Yeah.
You know what? You get the ranch dressing for ale?
Oh, yeah.
They make their own ranch dressing.
I'm very particular about my ranch dressing.
Oh, theirs is so good.
Oh.
And then everyone there had like ate blue cheese, and I just had the ranch to myself. And
oh, I love blue cheese.
The sounds I was making.
Well, I'm not going to judge you.
See, that's okay.
It's dirty feet in the ranch sauce.
I know, but that's the only time I like that
cheese.
Dirty. I know. I hate Parmesan cheese, but I love blue cheese when it comes to wings.
All right, lots
or
of
on
stuff.
A wedge. On a wedge. Can we keep talking about food? I'm not
what do
even
you
hungry.
What do you have coming up this weekend? You've got because Vibber's got his game tonight. I'm going to my reunion. What do you got?
I got my first stand up show. No, that's a lie. You talk to me like I had a gig or something. I don't have anything.
No, I thought...
I haven't struggled personally with something like this in a while.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
My youngest daughter turns 13 tomorrow. I don't know what to do. I literally almost cried just looking at her the other day.
You're going to cry right now.
It's the 25th. I'm telling you. It's all bearing down on us, people.
Stop doing that.
I'm just saying.
Do you feel
I
like,
wish I'd never told you that.
Do you feel like you have anticipation and dread for... Your daughter turning 13?
It's just, no, she's, and listen, my oldest daughter is very much a 15 and a half year old girl. She's like all the others,
right.
Dare I say, whatever. She's very typical.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, my youngest, has this sweet soul, this, I don't know, it's just, you don't see it in many young kids.
Not
I don't know
right
if she's,
now.
I don't know if she's held on to some sort of being so naive or whatever, but she's a pretty smart kid. And I'm just like, I don't know, 13 just feels like I'm about ready to lose it.
Something's going to click, yeah.
Yeah. She's grown up at a more normal pace than my oldest. So it's fine, but it's just like, you know, just the thought. I know it's kind of cliche. Hey, you got two teenage girls. Well, I'm about to have two teenage girls.
I don't know. Sometimes that kind of stuff will slap you in the face.
Are you where you think you should have been in your life when they're both being... Becoming
I probably deep down feel like I should probably be more mature, and I don't think you're ever happy with yourself as a parent. You know, I'm like, I probably should have done more. I should have could have done this.
That.
I could have done that kind of thing.
I do that all the time.
So yeah, you think that.
But it's just such a benchmark.
Is yeah, that's right? What it's just, is. Yeah, there's like you know like Chick-fil-A's going to his 40 reunion. You know, there's these benchmarks.
It's kicking my ass.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so you graduated high school and a couple months later started radio.
Yeah, literally.
I graduated in June. I went to a broadcast school that I thought every morning I would go to it would be a beauty parlor that next day. I went there for 2 months, and then I was on the air in October. 1976, bicentennial.
Huh.
Never forget. No, never. That's not never forget. No.
Nope, nope, it's not. Very different. Very, very different.
So anyway, we'll Monday we'll come back and update everybody on what happened this weekend.
Okay. I do know what I'm doing, and I totally forgot. I'm gonna be with Caitlin this weekend. JeffEverett.com.
Podcast is
up. Are you... how did that... don't you have something special you want to announce coming out? Or
no.
Not yet?
No, not right now. All right. It's in the works. If you like two girls that are on opposite different podcasts, that it's very...
What are you doing with Caitlin? Just hanging out?
Mm. Wait, when are you hanging out with Caitlin?
On Saturday.
Are you coming with us?
Where are you guys going?
we're playing... We're playing pool.
When are you playing pool?
Saturday.
Night?
Yeah.
No, no, we're daytime.
Oh. You can come with us. I was going to invite everyone, but Chick was going to his reunion.
Oh.
Well, we started.
Where do you guys play pool? Who plays pool?
Everyone plays pool. It's
nobody
cool.
plays pool. Are you going to a pool house?
This is, no.
It's not a pool house. We're
Jason has to. We have to go out and meet the.
A pool parlor?
A pool hall.
Pool hall.
But play some billiards.
I, for one, don't think this person that you're dating exists. That's my answer.
I might just go so I can take a picture with her and show you guys that she's real.
I'm just, yeah.
I saw a picture the other day. It could have been anyone, but.
There's nothing wrong with people playing pool, okay?
Okay.
Because I was like, yeah, Caitlin and Matt couldn't play pool with us. So I go, let's just go out by ourselves. And she goes, no, no one goes out by themselves, like as a couple of pool.
Oh, my mom, that's my mom's favorite thing to do when she has a boyfriend.
Well, your mom and I can hang out if you want.
Paul Newman. I hope she doesn't hear this because she's going to call me and ask for your number.
And her mom, she will go out and play pool with you, believe me.
She's a very good pool player.
Get a pitcher
and
of beer.
And she likes Jeff Everett at JeffEverett.com.
I don't know what she drinks. She drinks wine.
And we're going to go out on one of the number one songs.
Paul Newman.
1976.
Paul
Newman.
There you go.
Is it Love Will Keep Us Together? That was the number one song. Paul Newman played pool. They broke his fingers. You know that, right?
What?
Yeah.
Because he was hustling them?
In The Hustler.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah. The rumor about this was that somebody got stabbed in the control room next door when they were recording this. The Ohio Players. Great song. This has been the Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jeff.
We can't leave yet.
We can't?
No.
Are we going to do this over that?
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to. Don't fold that piece of paper ever again.
Oh, I didn't know we had this. Well, now we got to back up.
What? We don't have to back up.
Will you stop that?
You like that music?
I'm going to tell you about TrueCar, something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Using TrueCar can help you buy a used car. In fact, there are over 500,000, that's 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar, TrueCar certified dealers nationwide.
A lot of cars.
Whether you are looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing information, empowers you to find discounts off that list price for used cars, and get a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want.
I'm downloading the TrueCar app right now.
I already have it.
You do?
Yep.
I'm getting it.
I used it when I was getting my car.
And they have the TrueCar pricing curve. You'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is. You can feel confident. Then you can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. TrueCar.com.
Think about that.
And the TrueCar app.
$3,000 average savings. That's like, say an average car is like $300 a month, whatever car payment. That's like 10 months free.
Yeah, or you could buy my truck for $3,000 right now. That's enough. You could buy two cars. One good car and then my car, which isn't that great.
Right. Throw your truck in for free.
Yep.
We need to get your truck on TrueCar.
Exactly.
You got to get it listed. There
Throw
you
it
go.
Up there.
Can you do that?
Sure.
Let's do it.
This has been the Chick McGee Show. Did I already say that?
Are they actually from Ohio?
I think they might be from Dayton. I think so.
Nice.
Their best song's Fop.
Remind me next time.
say what?
Good night, everybody!
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.